Studio Berwick. Yes, your mic's on. Your mic's on. Your mic's on. So I've got to go now. Look, I'm really upset that I've got to go, but I'm going to play a couple of cars. Go on, run now and go and get those two guys. Here she goes. Here she goes. She's running out now. You can hear her going to get those guys, and we'll rock through a bit more, a little bit of a promo to the next show. This is between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. Fred Harrison. We don't have any sound. For some reason, I can't hear what I've got to say, so I'll try and play it again. There we go, it's working. Whoa.
Hello. I just popped in to let everybody know that Margaret and I would never miss Southeastern Radio's breakfast show with Fred Harrison. Now that we're not worried about the elections, we just like to relax in the spa with the best sound around on Southeastern Radio 88.3 FM. Bacon and eggs never tasted better. Fred Harrison, every morning for breakfast. What's Bob's number, Margaret?
Alrighty, thanks for listening in today, and I'll be back again tomorrow if I can get rid of that sound. I'll be back again tomorrow from 1 to 3, and we have the City of Berwick coming in next, and Louise Cannis. See you later. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Good afternoon, everybody. As Stephen just said, my name's Louise, and I'm from the City of Berwick. For the next hour, I'll be talking to some officers from the City of Berwick about some interesting and exciting things that are happening around Berwick, and I'll also be playing some great music, so do stay tuned. As this is a test transmission of Southeastern Radio, we'd really like you to call us on 704-9690. Is that right, Steve?
My mic's on, I'll say that. Yeah, that's right, 704-9690. You caught me off guard there.
Sorry about that. Let us know where you're calling from, what the reception is like, or feel free just to comment on any of the programs so far. But first up, I'm going to play Eurythmics' track called When Tomorrow Comes.
We do have a bit of a problem. I don't know what it is. Louise, I'll leave it to you.
Right, well, while Stephen's fixing up that problem, I'll introduce my guests for this afternoon. I have with me Mr. Ron Chidgey, who's the Senior Design Engineer for the City of Berwick, and Mr. John McCaffrey, who's the Council's City Planner. And I thought it would be most appropriate to have Ron and John speak with us this afternoon, because if the City of Berwick could be summarised in just two words, it would have to be growing and changing. And Ron and John have collectively been with the City of Berwick longer than I have been alive, so they've got certainly have much knowledge, background and expertise in the area of growth and change within the municipality. The severance movement occurred in 1973, and that was when the city actually became the City of Berwick, and the population then was about 20,000. Today the population is in excess of 55,000, and this causes a major task for the council to keep up with the growth, to need to increase services and facilities. And perhaps, Ron, you'd like to tell us a little bit about how council endeavours to keep up with this growth.
Thank you, Louise. That was a very interesting introduction about how long John and I have been alive or been working with the City of Berwick, but I'm sure everyone's really interested to hear that. But, Louise, while the provision of blocks of land are mainly the responsibility of the developing company that develops the land and creates the blocks, this also causes a lot of work for the City of Berwick. Firstly, in the planning department that John McCaffrey will talk about shortly, in the subdivisions department, in our building department as far as the granting of building permits, etc., and followed on from that in our valuation and rates department. Over the years, in the 14 years since the City of Berwick started, there's been a lot happening as far as provision of services. People who move into blocks, and as you said, there's now an additional 35,000 people living in the city than there was 14 years ago. And most of these people have moved out through from the southeastern corridor, from closer to Melbourne, have moved out into the city. When they arrive in the city in their new house, they expect services much the same as what they've expected or experienced before.
Services like preschools and ovals and things like that, I suppose.
Yes, it's the council's responsibility to provide preschools, provide infant welfare centres, playing fields, playgrounds, libraries, community centres. To do all this, it's up to council to provide funding for it, to design the facility, to look after construction. Council of the City of Berwick has had the policy since 74 of building at least one preschool a year, also one sports ground, one oval, and every 2 years an infant welfare centre.
So council would then in effect be running something like 17 preschools, is that correct?
Yes, 17 is correct. We have one just opened this year in Mosgiel Park. We have one on the drawing board in Warrenwood, and we'll be looking at another one again next year. So we're following closely to our aim of one preschool every year.
I suppose the time will come when that will ease up and the provision of other services will take place of that as these young people who are attending the preschools grow up. And what can we look forward to seeing in the future, providing services for these young preschool-age children?
What you've got to look at, particularly in an area of our own which is developing quickly and has a very young population, is that at the one time all the children will become older, and the numbers of people requiring preschools will be less. To meet this end, council is looking at designing preschools that can be changed and can be used as other facilities in years to come, such as club rooms, etc.
There was in fact a preschool that opened last year, the Miramba Preschool, is that right? That's relocatable. So that will be able to be picked up and moved to another area in the years to come, is that right?
Yes, that was done, Louise, as part of a community employment program where we had previously out of work builders under the supervision of council staff that built this preschool. The preschool has been built on steel I-beams so that in the future it can be lifted and placed at another location when a permanent preschool is constructed in Miramba.
One of the services that has most recently been finished is the Endeavour Hills Branch Library. Now that's a very expensive complex that's just been opened last month. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that project.
Yes, it's council's responsibility to provide library services within the city. This is done as part of the Dandenong Valley Regional Library Service. They provide the books and the staff, but council actually provides the building. The cost of the Endeavour Hills Library, which was opened last month, was $556,000, which was $4,000 below our estimate, which was $560,000, which was a good performance. Book supplies in there are part of the Regional Library Service, and people using that library can draw on the books supplied by the library.